Last Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. How many years in a row now have Irish households faced a significantly more expensive Christmas shop?
Good 4 years now at this stage, Matt. You know, if you go back, if you go back the last 5 years, prices are probably up about 36%. So the festive kind of purchases, the trolley you fill for Christmas, probably up in the last 4 years, a good bit. Is in 4 years in a row, it's been going up basically, Matt, and it's getting more expensive. This year, it's going to be more expensive than last year, obviously.
And you know, it's not just that it's more expensive than last year, maybe 3 or 4% more expensive. It's the base that has come off back 4 years ago, I think, is the thing, isn't it? Because, you know, a lot of the time you hear politicians saying, oh, you know, inflation is only 2% or 3%. And that's true. But if things are 20 and 30% more expensive than they were 4 years ago, that's a big hit in people's profits and pockets every year.
It's that cumulative impact, Matt. And look, none of this takes into account shrinkflation as well. And on anything to do with food or, you know, the likes of sweets and that kind of stuff, all of that stuff is just, you're getting less of it. You know, particularly the boxes of sweets and biscuits and things, or jars of sauces and all that kind of stuff. Way more expensive, so it's a difficult one. You know, people need to be very careful. The branded stuff in particular is much more expensive, and we tend to go 50-50 between brands and non-branded stuff, and people are trying to make up for this by, you know, kind of substituting stuff, but it is an awful lot more expensive. There was a very interesting exercise done by a colleague of mine, Gabrielle Monaghan, where she looked at typical shopping, what it costs in the different supermarkets. There's not a lot between the main supermarkets, Matt. We're talking here about, you know, for example, a tub of chocolates, celebrations, potato crisps, cinnamon sticks, relish, bird's eye, garden peas, McCambridge's stone ground, wheat bread. We're not talking to turkey here now. You know, a turkey is probably about 26 euros for a 2 kilogram to 4 kilograms this year. It's gone up a fair bit because of avian flu, you know. But the different shops, she got this same selection of items in the three main shops, Tesco, Super Value, Dunnes. Not a lot in it between those three now. You know, we're talking 14 different branded products with them. Obviously, you could buy non-branded, you could use vouchers, you could use club cards, those kind of thing, and get the price down. But about 52 euros for those 14 items. Now, a hell of a lot cheaper if you go to the German discounters, Lidl and Aldi. But the thing is there, you're not comparing like with like, because they don't often have some of the popular Irish brands that Irish people were obsessed with buying. But you can save a lot. You're talking about around 20 euros saving by going to Aldi or Lidl.
Now, I have to be careful what I say here, because I don't want people taking it up wrong. But given the amount of food that is wasted at Christmas, and I know most people are responsible in that they put the leftovers in the fridge and they're eating turkey sandwiches for days to come, or the ham goes into sandwiches as well. And many people are very good at making sure. But all the other little odds and ends and things, I mean, if you have too many Brussels sprouts, so you're going to be taking them out and reheating them 2 or 3 days later. And the same with all the other little odds and ends. Do people have to be perhaps just that little bit more disciplined when they go into the shops? If they're working off a budget, they've only got so much money, that they really do actually have to be more careful about what they decide they're going to buy.
Yeah, obviously they do, Matt. You know, we do waste a lot of food. I mean, something like 700 euros worth of food is wasted every year in the average household. We chuck out an awful lot of stuff into our recycling, food recycling bins. And yeah, it makes sense to try and stick to a list, to try and be careful and try and, it's not easy to do, obviously, but I mean, to try and stick to not overdoing it. But we're generous people by nature. We're always cooking on the basis that people will call, you know.
But I mean, and I suppose for some people, if they're in a fortunate enough position, if they have enough money, they can indulge impulse buys. But for most people, should they actually plan? Like, you plan out your financial expenditure, plan out your list, exactly what it is you need before you go to the supermarket, work out what your budget is. Don't buy anything more than that. And then if you're actually exceeding your budget, say certain things have to go back.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense, Matt, to do that. I mean, that's the same whether it's food or whether it's gifts, you know, because a very interesting survey there done by Unpus showing that, lads, what are we like? 1 in 10 men will buy a gift on Christmas Eve. Now, if the shopkeeper, the store owner sees you coming, their eyes probably light up. They're rubbing their hands with glee.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, Charlie.
You're coming in and you're probably panicking. Your last minute purchase, you know you should have done this early and you didn't. Whereas women, 6 out of 10 women are buying gifts even before December comes. They have all their shopping done on November the 30th.
Yeah, but hold on now a second. Hasn't it become the thing in recent years that an awful lot of shops are now starting to discount before Christmas Day? If you wait till Christmas Eve, I think you'll find a lot of places start to put things up for sale.
Yeah,
and you might be able to get your 20% discount if you want to buy something nice for a loved one or whatever.
Yeah, you may do, Matt.
You can actually negotiate and haggle that price that would be available in the sales a couple of days after Christmas.
You may well do in some stores, and there's a good chance that you may not as well. There may be running out of stuff, you've left it too late, there isn't much of a choice, the stuff that was good value is probably all gone. It makes sense to plan ahead, I think, you might get lucky. On the other hand, there's a good chance you're going to get ripped off as well because you've left it too late.
A listener says, I found online ordering stops impulse buying and overspending. You can keep your favourites and easy to repeat orders. That's an interesting one, actually, because you actually do see what your total comes to a lot more easily on online shopping if you're doing it from the supermarket or whatever. And then you can say, well, then I'm going to take out maybe the 6-pack of soft drinks or whatever.
Yeah, but you can't always get what you need to get online. The other problem is the vouchers sometimes don't work. If you're buying food and groceries online, you can't use the 10 off 50 euro voucher for Dunn stores. That's a major disadvantage.
Okay, you have to go into the store.
You usually have to go into the store.
Okay, Charlie, I'm out of time. Thank you for all your contributions throughout the year. This is the last time we will see you on The Last Word in 2025. We'll see you back again from 2026, I hope, every Wednesday for your invaluable money spot and all your advice. We must put up a picture of that jumper you're wearing. I don't know, a Tato Christmas jumper.
It is. My wife knits a jumper every year. She was looking for inspiration.
Does Ebra think you're actually a lot bigger than you actually are?
It's kind of stretching every time I put it on. It's natural wool, so it stretches every time you take it on and put it on off again. But my wife Ebra knits a jumper every year, and this year she chose Mr. Tato as the theme. Just why not?
We'll get the photograph up online as well. Thank you very much, Charlie Weston. The Last Word on Today FM.